Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio. This is our Today program, and it's the monthly theme for September. I have some of my fellow workers here, and we're going to give you the lineup. We're going to, of course, cover the things that will be on the air here at Strong Tower Radio, some of the things that we're planning, some our newsletter coverage, and then we'll finish with a pregnancy care center. You'll learn a lot about that. So stay tuned. I've got my co-host here, John Duman. Welcome back.
Hey, Tom. It's good to be back.
Good. He's the editor of the monthly ministry news. And we have Cam Ferguson, our development director. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Let's get started with the work of prayer. Cam, would you lead us out?
Yes, Father in heaven, we thank you for this time together when we can share what you're doing through this ministry, and we ask for your blessing and guidance, not only upon what we say, but upon what each listener hears. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I might direct this to Cam. It is exciting times here at Strong Tower Radio.
Yes, it is.
We're building radio stations even as we record this program.
Yes, in fact, earlier today, we're on a close time frame, and the tower climbers were there just for the day at that location, and the weather got really uncooperative. And so we prayed, and the Lord opened the way so that they were able to climb without endangering their lives, and the work can go forward.
Praise the Lord. John, tell us about the newsletter. What's the lead article?
Well, as we have been in the past months, we're still in 1 Corinthians 13, and this month is basically a number of excerpts from Sister White's writings, and of course some from the Bible as well, and it just continues that thought and gives it a different view.
Okay. Is it of any particular verse, or is it kind of an overview?
It's all over the place. It starts out in 1 Corinthians 13, but it goes all over the place and just draws from various places.
Very good. Cam, tell us about the articles that you wrote in the ministry news.
Well, one of them is about the impact of Strong Tower Radio on listeners.
That's one of our favorite themes.
It is a favorite theme. I like to talk about it frequently. And whether it was a friend of mine who several years ago heard another customer at a tire store talking about what he was learning on Strong Tower Radio, to just the other week, I went to get my hair cut, and I'm wearing a Strong Tower Radio shirt, and another customer looks at me and says, hey, I listened to that station. I really like the stories, the children's stories, and this is a guy's like 6'3", he's no kid, but see, it's like we say, adults like these stories too. He says, I love the lessons and the teachings that these stories have. And so we're seeing these encounters more and more. And in answer to prayer, this is a really exciting one. Last year, there was a gentleman who lives in a rural part of Michigan, and he moved there for a reason. He wanted to live in a rural part of America. And he started listening to Strong Tower Radio. And after a couple of years, he contacted his local church and asked for some information on an author that he'd heard on Strong Tower Radio. And the pastor called him back, they arranged to meet, and then both had some scheduling conflicts, and then the pastor moved to another part of the country and never left any contact information for this Strong Tower Radio listener. So I was kind of bummed, and so was the local church, and it's like, hey, we don't have a way to contact him, a number or anything, but let's pray because we know somebody who can connect us real fast. And we started praying, and unbeknownst to us, this listener calls Strong Tower Radio, but for another reason. And we didn't connect the dots and recognize, oh, this is the one we've been praying for. Well, then he contacts again and shares that Strong Tower has been a real blessing to him. So then I get his contact information from the person that he was speaking with. I call him, and we're in this conversation. About halfway through, it dawns on me, this is the guy we've been praying for. Yes! And I literally stopped the conversation. I said, do you realize this is an answer to prayer? And I told him, and we were just both amazed. But he was telling me some amazing things about how Strong Tower Radio has been just a profound impact on his life. He likes just about everything he's listening to on Strong Tower Radio. And he says, I think God brought me here to re-educate me, to be prepared to be a blessing, especially in these closing days of Earth's history. And he says, I have learned and am learning so much through Strong Tower Radio, and it's helping me, it feeds me. And one thing that really stuck out to me, not only is that he said it feeds him, it's he wants to learn everything he can to prepare for the soon return of Jesus. And he says, I listened and I monitored a number of other Christian stations, because in his area, there seems to be quite a few. And he said, I came to the conclusion that Strong Tower Radio is the only one that's consistent. I would hear this and that conflicting information on these other stations periodically. I didn't get that with Strong Tower Radio. They have fed me. They continue to teach me. And he's just thrilled and wants to keep moving forward in faith. And so that's the kind of feedback that really we thrive on, because it's what gets you up in the morning and say, let's go forward some more in Christ.
Amen. Well, speaking of that, Ron Price, who does relationship CPR, sent forward an email that he got based on his program and how one of our listeners had been blessed so much by that particular program. But I can also relate to your tire store experience. I was in Walmart probably 3 weeks ago and trying to get one of my vehicles fixed up. And one of the workers, one of the tire repair people, one guy said he never heard about it. And the other tire guy says, oh, yeah, that's a radio station right here in Cadillac.
He knew something about it.
That's right. And I was in a doctor's office a few years ago just for an appointment, and I was wearing my Strong Tower Radio shirt, and the lady says, my daughter listens to your station in Bolivia.
Oh, wow. Hey, hey, streaming.
That's right. So those apps and streaming. So with that in mind, John, would you mind sharing David? He's the president and founder. He's right at the base of the antenna right now, putting up number 24. And go on the way to 25 stations. So tell us, in his absence, what he wrote.
Well, he wrote about the trouble he's had in trying to find a tower for each of the two stations in the UP that he's currently working on. And he talked about he'd request something from the tower owners and wouldn't get a response. And then he'd ask again and still wouldn't get a response. And then when they did respond, they said, well, you have to do this, you have to do this, and dragged it out even further. So he looked elsewhere, even though he knew that the elsewhere was going to be more expensive to build on. And God blessed him. He had a prayer list that was quite long, evidently, and he's currently up north putting things together. So God's brought it together for him.
It reminds me of that saying that truth is stranger than fiction.
That's true.
And this story is really complex, and we're literally living. Many times we do these recordings 1 week, 2 weeks in advance of when airtime. We're doing this just days before airtime. And as I've alluded to, it's happening right now. A lot is happening in just the next few days on two stations. It's nip and tuck. Well, Cam, you wrote an article with your development column also.
Yeah, this one I tapped into a conversation that I had with a friend several weeks ago. And this friend and I came to the conclusion that every Christian, particularly, but every person, faces a simple choice. Are you going to believe the Bible only as your source of truth? Or are you going to believe a combination of the Bible and some human source of information for your source of truth? And that's not only what a choice we face in our personal daily life, it also connects to what church we worship in and affiliate with. Are we going to align ourselves with a church that takes its stand on the Bible only, or will it go with the Bible and human tradition? And that is the scope that particularly Christians, but everyone in the world faces that. And that's a pretty profound choice, and Jesus addresses that in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, where he very plainly says, "In vain do you worship me, teaching for doctrines the tradition of men." So he lays it out plain. If it's anything other than the Bible, it isn't truth. It isn't real doctrine. And
you can't play with that.
You can't play with that. There is no sugarcoating or dancing around that. It's very clear. And Jesus himself says he is the way, the truth, and the life. And he's also called the Word. And so there's so many ways that you can see this in Scripture. And then I tie it to that not only do we have that choice, but the readers, our supporters, have a choice in where they invest. And investing in Strong Tower Radio is a powerful way to share the truth with others, because we base everything we broadcast on the Word of God. That's the litmus test it has to pass. And I would challenge our listeners, or let's put it in the singular, listener, if you hear something on Strong Tower Radio that does not align with the Bible, please call us. Ask for me, Cam Ferguson. And because I would like to sit down with you and examine in the Bible, what does the Word say concerning the item you've heard that you don't think aligns with God's Word? Because we want to be true to Scripture in every single thing. So keep us honest and challenge us if you hear something you don't think aligns with God's Word.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm going to give a report. I have the production side. That's the programs that you hear on the air, largely the interview programs. And that's taken me, John, it's taken me far and wide. In fact, it's even taken me further since the last time I talked to you earlier today. We're talking about going on the Wyoming State Dino Dig. So we're laying some plans for next June.
Tom, I don't think it takes you anywhere. I think you like to go places and you're just taking recording equipment with you.
I just follow the scent. I'm kind of like that.
There you go. Yeah.
A hound dog.
Strong Tower Radio ride along.
That's right. Well, I take our listeners along with us. I just got back from Seeley, Alabama. That's where Yuchi Pines is located. We did an interview back down there back in March, and it was aired soon after. But we're looking at, they are a repository. They have a lifestyle center, and some of the cutting edge lifestyle. But the interesting thing about this, Cam, have you been down to Yuchi Pines?
I have not.
Okay. But what happens, it's cutting edge, but basically it's founded in things that are 100 years old. You know, many of these health fads come and they go, but they're consistently year in, year out. It's almost like more evidence is for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument becomes stronger. Also went to Tennessee. And we on Saturday morning from 9 to 11 and Friday night from 9 to 11 also, that's p.m. and a.m., we do 2 hours of what we call the Adult Bible Study Guide. Well, many people just call it Sabbath School Quarterly or The Quarterly, but we discuss that. We have three programs that discuss that, which is 3ABN Sabbath School Panel, the It Is Written, Sabbath School, and Talking Points. Well, that is all based on the Adult Bible Study Guide, and the editor for 26 years has been Clifford Goldstein. And so I had a chance to sit down with them. We've recorded a program. We're not going to air it till November, so we're just going to hold everybody in suspense. But a number of programs, but real issues, things of today that are of concern, biblical, but also I'm going down, driving down the day after this recording to look at the source of the Canadian wildfire smoke drift. And we're going to talk about the reason why it happens with a researcher that studies boreal forests and why these fires are happening and why the wind drafts it across us. Hopefully that's gone until next summer, but they say that this is going to be a year in and year out issue. Going to Lake St. Clair to look at the fisheries of Southeast Michigan and much, much more. So that gives you a close idea of just some of the things that are going to happen here on Strong Tower Radio. Chris Hollins, who does a lot of our Fresh Manna programs, often on Saturday morning. We interviewed him. What's in the world is going on? That's his topic. We went up to the Museum of Ojibwe Culture in St. Ignace and talked to the director and the cultural director. We've got a number of other things. Ron Price has an interview with some of his contacts about family and relationships. Next week, the following week, we'll have a student missionary, Kelsey Bright, about her service in Bolivia. Just a flavor of the exciting things happen here on Strong Tower Radio. And we'll finish with the Pregnancy Resource Center here in Cadillac in Big Rapids. There's over 100 of these across the state of Michigan. So you will want to find out what is happening in these centers. It was my very first visit. Shame on me for not going there before this, but we have a full program, and stay tuned for our next segment with Keys to Revelation with Pastor Tom Mayhew. We'll be right back.
When you're taking a trip, it's important to stay on the right road and to follow the GPS or roadmap to be sure that you get to your destination. Likewise, on your trip to heaven, it is vital to follow the roadmap, the Bible, God's positioning system. To do that, stay with Strong Tower Radio as we uplift the Bible and proclaim God's character. If you'd like to help with this mission, go to our secure website, www.strongtowerradio.org, and click on the donate button or call 231-468-2087. We thank you and may God bless you as we proclaim God's character together.
We're back with Strong Tower Radio today. This is the monthly feature, and next we're going to be talking about one of the important things is we are talking about the scriptures, knowing the scriptures better. And ironically, there's going to be a statewide seminar with Keys to Revelation. It's a proven series of Bible study that's been honed. You will find great blessings. It's going to be done statewide. 100 sites across the state of Michigan will have this particular seminar. And I'm talking to one of the presenters in this next segment, which is in the far northwest of the state of Michigan, up in Launce and Houghton, Michigan area, up there in the Upper Peninsula. It's Pastor Tom Mayhew. Welcome to Strong Tower Radio. This is your debut.
Wonderful. Well, it's good to be with you, Tom, and looking forward to sharing with the community about the exciting seminar that we'll be having with Keys to Revelation.
What's really exciting is that at the same time, Strong Tower Radio currently has 23 stations, and we have two more yet to launch to make 25 in 25. And your listeners may hear about this seminar for the very first time on Strong Tower Radio with your local station. And what is that station number up in your area, Pastor?
Yeah, so it's 88.9 FM. So yeah, like you said, a brand new station, and we're really excited for it. We believe it's going to have a big impact for the community and just bring the word of God over our radio waves here in the UP. So we're really excited about it.
So we want to welcome our brand new listeners on 88.9 FM up in the UP, Western UP. Pastor, you're going to be leading the seminar. It's almost like a doubleheader. It's just slightly almost overlapping. You're doing this Keys to Revelation twice. You're kind of doing a warm-up. You're going to start in Houghton, Michigan, and then you're going to concurrently start another one in Lantz, Michigan. So you really believe in this seminar, and tell our listeners about what statewide they're going to hear, kind of a preview of what is Keys to Revelation.
Yeah, absolutely. So Keys to Revelation, as we've mentioned, is a Bible prophecy seminar. You know, the book of Revelation has for many been a very mysterious book. You know, it's one of those books you kind of read through, and unless you take the time to study it really deeply, some things about it don't make a lot of sense, you know, at first glance, or maybe some of the symbolism, the beasts and the mark of the beast, especially, and some other things, you know, raise up a lot of questions for people. And so I personally believe, having been a student of the book of Revelation for some time, that this book is very special, especially for the times that we're living in, and that it actually contains a lot of answers to some of our modern day questions, some of the things that we're facing as a society. So I'm really excited about it. Really, what we're going to do during the seminar is just dive into Bible prophecy in a way that'll just really make it come alive. And we're hoping that as we go through the book, that the various symbols and keys that we find in that book will be able to make a lot of sense, and we'll be able to be biblical. And in that way, you know, as people are participating in the seminar, and as we're sharing together, we'll be able to discover what the book of Revelation means and why it's so important for us today. And if I can just share real quick as well, something that I find really powerful about the book of Revelation is that if you read Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, just the very first five words of the book, those first five words are the revelation of Jesus Christ. And what I love about that is that what the author is telling us is that this book is about so much more than symbols and beasts and trumpets and plagues. It's about Jesus. It's meant to be a revelation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's really what I want to come out of this seminar more than anything else, is that all of us participating together, we'll be able to understand a little bit better who Jesus actually is and why that matters for us in our modern day world today. So yeah, that's just a little bit about Keys to Revelation. And I'm definitely excited to be participating and sharing with this seminar.
Now, this seminar, there are many people talking about prophecy today, but Pastor, both you and I know that, and many of our listeners, long-term Strong Tower Radio listeners, know that not everybody that has prophecy is biblically based. Mm. And your seminar, Keys to Revelation, is truly founded, anchored, tied to the scriptures, 100% Bible-based prophecy.
Yes. Yes, that's right. And that's something that set Keys to Revelation as a seminar apart, because it's kind of in the name, actually. In order to understand some parts of the book of Revelation, we need to understand some biblical keys to understanding Bible prophecy. And the good news about those keys is that we're not going to take them from outside sources. We're going to discover them in the Bible in this seminar. So it's not going to be, you know, my idea or somebody else's idea of what the book of Revelation means. We actually want to see what it means just from within the book and also from the rest of the Bible together. So, you know, I personally believe that's the best way to study the Bible, that, you know, that the Bible is its own interpreter. We can understand what it has to say to us by simply reading it and comparing it with other scriptures as well, and seeing, you know, the theme that goes throughout all of scripture. So yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's going to be something that's going to be unique about this seminar. We're going to be learning about the keys to understanding Revelation through the Bible and the Bible alone.
You know, on Strong Tower Radio, we have evangelistic or prophecy seminars running all year round, 365 days a year, twice a day. And many times, our listeners who have been listening to Strong Tower Radio walk into a Keys to Revelation seminar and they feel totally at home. They say this is the same truths, the biblical truths that we hear on Strong Tower Radio, but we are in person with a presenter and our questions can be answered on the spot when they come up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really true. And that's another blessing of having an in-person seminar. Like you said, you know, I'm so grateful for Strong Tower Radio and that, you know, it's so accessible from, we're getting to the point where it's accessible almost anywhere in Michigan. But also, like you said, to be able to come in person and interact with the presenter, with the other, you know, Bible students that'll be there is just really a blessing. And sometimes it provides a really safe and positive environment to be able to wrestle with the scriptures a little bit. And, you know, maybe there's a hard text that you've been looking at in the book of Revelation and, you know, you want to talk about that text with somebody. Well, there'll be plenty of people at the seminar to discuss that with, you know, and so that's obviously something that we can't do through the radio. So yeah, it's very true. Having that in-person community really that wants to come together and seek the same purpose of understanding Revelation's significance for these times that we're living in, I think that's a great blessing. So
I might also add that listeners have found that after they've gone to Keys to Revelation seminars, that they can have ongoing reinforcement, and it's not like the seminar is over, that they're left on their own. They can, with Strong Tower Radio, continue their study until Jesus comes.
Yes, amen. Absolutely. And also something else too, since you mentioned that, for anyone who, you know, stays throughout the series and is really blessed by the content and just by studying the Word of God together, if anyone wants to continue that study beyond the seminar, I'm personally totally happy to like organize a group of people that would like to continue studying. So it doesn't have to just be a one-time seminar, you know, and then that's that. So I think that's also an aspect that people should keep in mind if they'd like to consider coming.
And it's really exciting. Give our listeners, there's going to be two seminars up there in the UP. And the people in the UP, I was up there just a week ago, they're used to driving a little ways to get whatever they want. But give the dates if they want to go to both seminars, maybe start at one and say, hey, maybe hearing it a second time, I'll hear it at the second location you'll be having it.
Yeah, absolutely. So in Houghton, the series or the seminar is going to be starting September 10th. And so it'll begin on September 10th, and then we're going to have roughly 3-night-a-week schedule until we get through all of the chapters of the book of Revelation that we're going to be studying. So that'll take us through into the month of October. So there's that one. Also, the one in Launce, that seminar begins October 8th, and that seminar will finish pretty much within the month. So the Houghton one will probably be a little bit more extensive. We're going to have a few more topics that we'll be going through, but the Launce one will also be really great, and it's going to be pretty much the same material. I would definitely recommend, you know, if you want to figure out which one you're closer to, you know, choose one and stick with it, because it'll be easier to kind of keep on track with the seminars, as each seminar is going to build on the previous seminars. And that's kind of how the book of Revelation works. You know, once you start going through it, you kind of need to have an understanding of what was before in order to understand the next part of it. So that'll kind of be the idea, is find which one you're closest to and, you know, plan to attend that one all the way through. And by the way, if anyone is wondering how to figure out which one they're closest to, if you want to go to keytorevelation.com, you can type in your zip code there and it will give you the option as to which one is going to be closer to you as far as driving distance. So if that's helpful to anybody, feel free to check that out. Also, there's a lot of other information on that website, including the various topics and summaries of those topics and testimonials as well from people who have already attended these series, and a way to also pre-register. In fact, for anyone who pre-registers, we're going to have a free gift for them when they arrive. So if anyone wants to get ahead of the game and pre-register, you don't have to, but if you do, you'll get a free gift. So.
Fantastic. And you really opened up another subject. This is statewide, 100 sites statewide. And no matter where you're within the listening area of the state of Michigan, there will be a Keys to Revelation within driving distance for you. Now, give some sneak peeks of the popular topics that are part of the Keys to Revelation.
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mentioned a moment ago, we're going to have 24 topics in Houghton and about 15 in Launce. But those will both include some really interesting topics, such as understanding what the Book of Revelation has to say about the next world superpower. You know, there's a lot of questions going around about China and Russia, the United States. And interestingly, the Book of Revelation has something to say about the times that we're living in and the powers that are at play. So you won't want to miss that. There's also going to be a topic entitled Revelation's Battle for the Throne. Really, that's going to be uncovering what the Book of Revelation has to say about the battle between good and evil, you know, and we see that being played out in our world. How does the Book of Revelation resolve that for us as humans and as, you know, the children of God? And then finally, last, certainly not least, Revelation's Mark of the Beast. Of course, that's the question that's often on many minds. And so that'll be a topic that we're going to talk about. We're going to discover what the Mark of the Beast specifically is according to the Book of Revelation, and what that means for all of us as followers of God. So, yeah, some exciting topics and many more that I didn't mention. So,
tell our listeners who should attend this particular seminar.
Yeah, absolutely. So, really, anyone who is interested in Bible prophecy, this will be a seminar that you'll absolutely love. You know, I've been actually talking to a presenter who's doing a different location here in the UP that's currently going. And he mentioned that there's been some folks there that have really been enjoying the seminar, and just because of their love for Bible prophecy, everything is making so much sense and they just can't keep themselves from coming. It's just something that they're enjoying so much. So if you love Bible prophecy and you love studying the Word of God in a really, you know, neutral, you know, safe environment where you've just come together, study, you know, reason with the scriptures, then you'll really, really love Keys to Revelation. And myself as the presenter, I'll plan to be as available as possible to discuss questions and receive comments and things like that, because we want this to be something that's for the community and something that'll bring us all to a greater understanding of the amazing power in the Book of Revelation that God has given us for these times that we're living in today. So, yeah, really for anyone who is interested in Bible prophecy.
Well, Pastor, give us those dates again. You have some unique dates, but statewide, if you want to go to keystorevelation.com and you can find a site nearest you. Many of them are starting on October the 3rd, but you have two seminars and one starting earlier than the other.
Yes, that's right. So as I mentioned, the one in Houghton is going to begin on September 10th. The one in Launce is going to begin on October 8th. And if you need, you know, instructions on where to go, how to get there, all that, that's all on keystorevelation.com. So.
Praise the Lord. Pastor, we want to have a word of prayer for you as you present this. We're going to pray not only for you, but all of our listeners who are considering attending a Keys to Revelation, whether it be in Launce, whether it be in Houghton, or any place else in the state of Michigan. Let us pray, listeners. Our great Heavenly Father, you are a God of transparency. You want our accessibility. You've provided the scriptures. No other time in history has scriptures been available either in book form or on digital form, and yet you're still pleading with each person to seek for themselves, to study for themselves, and to walk with you. Lord, be with our listeners who have been longtime listeners and need to gather with fellow believers to study in person. but our new listeners up in the UP at 88.9, we just pray that each one will find their place to come closer to you and understand your scriptures, and specifically the book of Revelation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pastor Tom, I just want to thank you for your service in God's work, and to be with all those that will be joining you in your Houghton and Lawrence meetings, and those across the state that find a Keys to Revelation that's closest to them.
Absolutely. I appreciate that, Tom. Thanks so much for having me, and looking forward to seeing how God is going to work this fall through Keys to Revelation. So thanks again.
You're welcome. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Jelaine Fenner here. We are definitely living in uncertain times, and for some of us, it's scary. Signs of the times are everywhere. Jesus is coming back soon. Read Revelation chapter 22. Jesus says, "Surely I am coming quickly." We at Strong Tower Radio have a free book for you called The Great Controversy. Go to the back of the book and read chapters 35 to 42. It'll help you understand the times we're living in and what's ahead. This book even has 800 historical quotes and 1,200 Bible quotes. I love this book. Call Strong Tower Radio today, 231-468-2087, and ask for The Great Controversy while supplies last. And if we don't answer, please leave a message asking for The Great Controversy with your name, address, and phone number. That's 231-468-2087. On Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
We're back with Strong Tower Radio today. This is the monthly feature, and next we are on location at Life Resources of Northern Michigan. It's a pregnancy care center that replicates centers across our listening areas and across the United States. I've been introduced to the concept of pregnancy care centers, but this is my first experience with this. And I'm sure, likewise, for our audience, we have the director of the Northern Michigan Life Resources Center, Bridget Roberts. Welcome to Strong Tower Radio.
Thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate this opportunity.
You're welcome. Strong Tower Radio has featured this center over the years, predating my opportunity and predating yours.
That's right.
But we're just picking up where everybody left off. So with that in mind, there is in the sacredness of life, preservation of life, whether it be end of life or the beginning of life, there are different people who are upholding a standard of the sacredness of life. You have the pro-life movement, winning the hearts of the people, explaining the sacredness of life, but you are on the front lines of preserving life and helping people who are in the moment of decision and those who've already made the decision, but they are maybe in a difficult place and they need help maintaining that commitment that they've made. Is that correct?
It is. Yep. The fact that we believe, again, when those two cells come together and DNAs come together, that moment of conception is creating a human. That one cell is a human being. And so we care about that human from the start. And so caring about and valuing a human is what we're all about in here for that person sitting in front of us going through something that they weren't expected, or that little one in the womb who, again, God gets to see what that little one looks like that he's created. But we are so thankful that his word is true and we know that that's a person already.
I think about Jesus and the care that he has, and you are the hands and feet in this generation of caring for his children. Isn't that a warm, fuzzy thought?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell me, what is a pregnancy resource center and how does it serve the community, whether it be here in northern Michigan in Cadillac or in Big Rapids or pregnancy care centers across the state of Michigan or across the United States?
Sure, absolutely. A lot of centers started off as diaper pantries.
And had to be more than that.
And offering free pregnancy tests and helping provide support and material needs as people were finding out they were pregnant and not ready for that, prepared for that. Whether that be not prepared financially, not prepared emotionally, not prepared even educationally, never been around a baby before. And that's how most centers started. A lot have now converted to also becoming a medical clinic. So again, one of the pieces of information being taught out there right now is that pregnancy center clinic is fake. And that's not true. We have a medical director that oversees everything that the nurses do medically here. And everybody's licensed to be a part of here. And we follow all of the same guidelines everybody else does for a clinic. So what we do differently is our ultrasounds are limited. And so we are trained to do a limited scan, which would not be diagnostic. Like you'd go to a hospital to find out everything that's going on in your body or your baby's body. But we can find out three things in that ultrasound. We find out for sure how far along is mom in that timeline. And then we find out, is there a heartbeat? That's important for her to know. And then we find out for sure if that's located in the uterus. And so again, for her, very good information to know. And so we do all of that for free. And so that's what most centers do, is provide a free ultrasound to provide that information to anybody in the community, and then service people who are pregnant and not expecting to be, or pregnant and can't afford that. And we'll come alongside of them with our volunteers, and they get to come in once a week and have class with us and be encouraged. We're their biggest cheerleaders in here. And then by doing that, they get to go in our store and take home items that day for babies and toddlers. So that's what most of us do.
You know, actually, I think I need to come back and observe one of those sessions so I can feel that excitement.
It's good. It's good.
Give us a fax. What is your impact on the community? You have two locations, and it's replicated in other, but this is the fax of your service to the community.
Yeah, for sure. So, for example, in the past year, we had 2,300 scheduled appointments. We gave out over 25,000 diapers. We had 1,400 classes that were scheduled. We were able to give out gas cards, and the community is starting to know we exist for them and trust us more and more. Our ultrasounds that we provided in this past year increased by 80%. So we're thankful that people know that we're here for them in that moment when they need to know with clarity what's going on inside their body.
If just the question, what part of the community, what percentage of those you could serve, you are serving? In other words, if our community fully embraces you, how could the pregnancy care centers here in Cadillac grow?
Well, it would be the age of being able to have babies, right? You know, so we're serving anybody who's typically 15 years old, oftentimes can be younger than that, but oftentimes through 45 is that demographic. And so that's a huge percentage of people in the communities. And again, I think a lot of times people assume we're only serving teenagers in here. And it really is, again, the people that can conceive and have babies. That's our demographic.
And share who the typical person is versus the stereotype that is often presented.
You know, the situations that we see in here, whether it's the parenting classes or the clinic, again, I think most people perceive that we are here for pregnant teenagers. And we see many other situations, very commonly, at least in our area, we see people who are living together. And if she has this baby and doesn't have an abortion, this boyfriend's going to kick her and her kids out of the home. And so now she's concerned about their shelter. She's not wanting an abortion, but feeling pressured to do that. 80% of people feel pressured to have an abortion.
Their choice is for life.
They desire to continue to have this pregnancy and have a baby. But a lot of times, whether it's somebody else, and that's a huge percentage, others forcing them, convincing them to have an abortion, or again, their home and life situation is too much. So yes, the mom who's in an abusive relationship and she's already scared for the other children there, she doesn't want to bring another child into that situation. So she feels like she's doing that baby a favor. And again, I think our culture, especially this listening audience, to really grasp the ability to come alongside of her and say, we're going to support you and we can help you. But we have to be willing to talk in that way and not just feel like the society's answer of we just remove this problem, we just protect this baby by taking its life. We've really misunderstood what it means to value a life and value a human. And so again, I think we as a culture have to say, hey, we are going to support you.
As Christians, we need to be those people. Now, one thing you enlightened my eyes, I was thinking that this is a one and done. It's basically you'd safely deliver the baby and wish them well. But you said that you will stick with them up until they go into
school. Yep, that school age time frame. So when somebody finds out they're pregnant, they can start coming to us for classes and start earning diapers ahead of time. We have pregnancy videos that are educational. And then we will serve somebody all the way through, again, when their child's about to go into school. So our store accommodates anybody that has a baby through toddler size 5. And again, we take free, donated, nicely, gently used items for our store. But our store is community supported 100%.
It's absolutely beautiful. It's as any little Carter store or anything else, it's as beautiful and is just a happy place.
Thank you.
Let's take a tour so that our listeners, it was originally as a medical facility, a dental office.
Correct.
So it's very, very professional. You walk in things, you make appointment, do you, ahead of time?
Most do. We will take walk-ins, but most
nobody gets
make an appointment.
Away.
And they... Yep. So they're able to text and get an appointment scheduled. They're able to go online and schedule their own appointment. If it's for the clinic, we do ask people to call in for that parenting support appointment.
Absolutely. So they're greeted. There's a brief waiting in the waiting room. What is the next step in the process? We've walked out. We're in the office inside the pregnancy care center. Where do they go next?
Yeah, well, it depends on which program they're coming here for. So if it's for the parenting class, we'll take them right to the classroom. Again, where the TV is, we use streaming curriculum, which is always up to date on safety standards. And that's important for the community to know and understand. If it's for the clinic, then we will first go to our consult room. And in there, we're going to go through just all the forms that they already submitted electronically, like you do at any doctor's office, and they're going to be able to go through those health history forms together with the nurse. They will also find out in that room if they are pregnant through our pregnancy test, our medical grade pregnancy test. But just because somebody has a positive pregnancy test doesn't mean they're pregnant. So then what we do is take them to the ultrasound room.
So we're just looking into this room. It has a nice desk, a seat for two people here. What a pleasant environment to share and to talk. This is a people person. This is all about relationships and feeling secure and going through a time that there may be a fair amount of anxiety.
Absolutely. And you're so right. We have amazing people part of this place who care about every step of this feeling safe for somebody walking in our doors. And so that includes the environment, and we try to create a safe and calm feeling environment for them. And in fact, that gets stated aloft on our exit surveys. We always give everyone an exit survey if they choose to fill it out. So yes, typically 98% of people are stating something incredibly positive about our nurses and our environment.
So they've just had a consult with a nurse, and then they come down to, we're right now in the ultrasound room, and top of the line, this is, tell us about the amazing equipment that's in here.
Well, again, yes. Yeah, so if somebody comes in for that pregnancy test, that urine test, we will then actually confirm the pregnancy through the ultrasound. So that's why we're here, to help confirm pregnancy, because just because somebody tests positive on a test at home doesn't mean they truly are pregnant or that it's a viable pregnancy. So what we show here clearly with our ultrasound, that yes, is amazing and top of the line. How many days and weeks she is, again, is there a heartbeat, and is that baby growing in the uterus like it's supposed to be? Because if she doesn't know those pieces for free, and she's looking to take the abortion pill at home like she can now with no medical supervision, if it's an ectopic pregnancy, that's not good for her. Maybe the baby has already started to miscarry, and that's important for her to know that. Oftentimes, people are off in their timelines. And so, again, I would say a high percentage of people that come in for the ultrasound think they are only 4, 5, 6 weeks along. But oftentimes, they are way farther along than that. And that's important for her to know, because all of the guidelines for the abortion pill are saying you can take it up to 10 to 11 weeks, according to even Planned Parenthood. So they're saying, yeah, I'm only 5 weeks, but they come in and find out, no, they're beyond that window of the abortion pill. And so again, it's good, helpful information for her as she's trying to navigate what to do. It's a confirming pregnancy ultrasound.
And talk about confirming, I had to have some heart work. And what convinced me is seeing the regurgitation of my heart from one valve to the other. And I said, oh, my denial factor was taken away, and now I have to deal with reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That's good.
Okay. We're going to go to another part of the services. We're actually going downstairs. And in some ways, this is the fun part of the pregnancy care center.
And actually, we are in the middle of a construction project right now at the center, so
that people...
They
had no idea of that.
No, but so people don't have to come down the steps. It's not...
Oh, okay.
They're very safe steps, but it's not an ideal scenario that we have people going up and down the steps. And so we actually are creating a way for people to come in and through the lower level for our parenting program, and I'll be on the same level for that here moving forward in the fall.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention. So here is the most beautiful children's baby size. I mean, it's got to make a parent just give a positive. I mean, I'm excited about just looking at the pretty bright colors, the sizes, and all the clothing. Just tell people about this, what they can get here.
Yeah, it's full for sure. It's full with, again, clothing items. We have some gently used. And then we do receive a lot of brand new items because, again, we're proud of these moms and dads, and we really want to give them excellent things when they come to class with us. So, again, our community supports us 100% with very excellent items. Also, they can get bigger items like pack and plays and high chairs and other, even hair bows and shoes. I mean, it's just the gamut of things. Strollers, sometimes.
Safety devices. And
safety
stuff.
Items. But what you do not see in here are brand new car seats or brand new cribs and mattresses. And so we do look for local grant money often to be able to give them a brand new crib and mattress, brand new car seat for their little one. It takes them a few classes to earn that, but they are able, and all of them do it. So,
and this is all earned by points. And then we'll go to the training room.
Yep.
And actually, after they made the decision for life, they probably spend more time here than they will in some of the other parts of the building.
Well, those educational rooms are the main section that they'll be in the most. This training room is often used for the volunteers that we utilize. So all of our programming has paid staff that oversees volunteers that are a part of it. Again, the nurse does all the medical in the clinic, the licensed nurse, and we have a medical doctor that oversees all that we do, but in the parenting support in particular, they do get to do class, and then the volunteers, though, are trained for all of that. Again, they're not licensed counselors, but they are people who care to love well and be supportive of those moms and dads. And so, again, we have men in the program that we have a separate fatherhood program, and we just have amazing people connected to this place. But one thing that we do in this room is train them and equip them on caring for people well without judgment or biases and with a lot of grace.
Amen. Now, we're coming to the end of this segment. Tell our listeners, those who might want to have pregnancy care resources, how they go about getting it, either here in Cadillac, Big Rapids, or throughout any city that could hear this program.
Well, yes. If they are not near Cadillac or Big Rapids, I would just Google that, pregnancy care near me. And we have over 100 in the state of Michigan.
Wow.
So that'll be easy to find. Then in our areas, people could just call in 231-775-8000 is our phone number. We can be found online through our website, liferesourcesnm.org. Again, that's liferesourcesnm.org. And walking in the door. Anybody can walk in our door anytime and we will help them. We're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 5. And again, we would love to service any of those people. But we also have a banquet coming up. And for any of you out there that would be interested in hearing more in some specific ways that money is utilized here and the ways people are impacted here, we would love for you to just, again, call that same number, 231-775-8000. We have banquets coming up September 22nd and September 23rd in the evenings, and it's dinner, and there's no charge to attend, but we do a big ask at the end because this is one of our biggest fundraisers of the year, which allows us to serve everybody for free.
And what is the date you would like to hear everybody that is planning to attend one of these banquets?
You know, caterers typically like those numbers 2 weeks out. So September the 8th, Monday, September 8th, we're asking to have all the RSVPs in. And so you can't just show up the night of. We do need to know by September 8th who will be attending that night.
Very good. So in the next week or sooner, if you're interested in going to this banquet in the area up here, in Cadillac or Big Rapids, please contact them. Bridget, thank you so much for educating us about the pregnancy care centers here and around the state.
Thank you for this opportunity. This has been wonderful.
God bless in your work.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Listeners, it's been a blessing to be with you on another of the Strong Tower Radio this month. And we look forward to seeing you next week on Strong Tower Radio, stations, apps, or on the internet, str.fm. I'm your host, Tom Bajur. Until next week, God bless.